Are you in a couple and looking to find a third? Or are you single and searching for a dating app that actually encourages you to embrace your sexual side? Then you need to check out Field. Field is the alternative dating app for couples and singles. As the largest dating community of progressive humans across the globe, Field connects the curious and the open-minded. Field has built a community for awesome, ethical, and honest people, and aims to create a world where everyone can explore their desires without judgment and design their relationships. The app is inclusive to all, no matter your gender or orientation. When you join, you can choose from more than 20+ sexual and gender identity options. With radical open-mindedness designed into the app, you can share freely about your sexuality, no matter how traditional or kinky you may be. Nonconformity and shame-free individuality is what Field is all about. And here's some great news. You can download the Field app for free and support our show by using the link in this episode's description. Vanessa stepped into frame, flushing all over, but smiling wider than she had in a long while. She had been married to Caleb for 5 years now, and though their sex life was great, it could always use some extra spice. They were rather vanilla. There was no question about it. They made sweet, passionate love, but they had never been into anything really intense or perverted, or so they told themselves for the longest time. However, a week before their 6th anniversary, Vanessa finally dared utter a dirty little fantasy out loud. She had blushed so badly that day, and it was a struggle to admit she wanted something more than missionary sex. Much to her delight, her husband wasn't disgusted or shocked by her confession, but rather aroused by it, happy she was opening up to him. They came from similar backgrounds, the sort of families where sex was a dirty word. So it was healthy they were finally daring to look at it another way. It wasn't just about having babies, after all. Vanessa looked gorgeous in her red lingerie set. The semi-sheer fabric clung to her petite body beautifully, highlighting her perky breasts and small, yet enticing hips. Her skin was wonderfully sun-kissed, matching her dark, curly hair, which cascaded sensually down her back. Her eyes were lively and pretty, a dark shade of green that never failed to fascinate her husband. Caleb was already sitting on the bed by then, having made sure the camera was set in just the right angle. He felt his heart racing, so impossibly fast, so hard he feared for a second he might be about to have a cardiac arrest of some kind. But it was just the utter excitement, the utter arousal, and delight of trying out something dirty and tantalizing with his wife, and the way she looked so sexy in those tiny red pasties and the matching bra. He himself wasn't wearing anything but his underwear, a pair of boxers that easily showed off his intense erection. He didn't remember ever being this hard. His wife enthralled him with the playful little smile on her full lips and the twinkle in her green eyes. "Ready?" she purred, feeling so alive, so surprised they were actually going to do this. They never did anything crazier than change positions during sex. To them, having Vanessa bend over and get on all fours was kinky, so this was something she would have never imagined happening only months before. But the idea had grown inside her more and more, and though she wouldn't have trusted anyone else with her fantasies, Caleb was different. He was patient and kind, sweet and loving. He had stood by her side every moment of every day, and helped the young woman blossom from the shy college girl she had been when they met, to the cheerful, bright woman she was now. With him by her side, she had dared to open up, speak to strangers at parties, and have fun away from the usual Sunday visits to church. He was just like her, shared her same beliefs, and they had both been virgins on their wedding night when they finally melted into each other's arms, swearing to love no one else for the rest of their lives. And they had been faithful. Their love never had faltered, yet the desire to try something new, to enjoy their sexuality more openly, had begun to grow steadily with every passing year. Now they were finally going to dare to take a step forward, actually filming themselves while they made love. Practically quivering with excitement, barely able to contain their arousal, the aching to see the results once they were done, Vanessa kissed her husband sweetly, a lingering yet loving kiss that slowly yet surely turned into a full makeout session, their tongues dancing together hotly, their hands beginning to explore those bodies they had touched endless times before. It felt different somehow. It felt like they were discovering something new and exciting. "I love you so much," he grunted against her lips as he undid her bra, his fingers finding her already erect nipples, caressing them playfully before daring to pinch them. It wasn't something he did often at all, but it aroused Vanessa to no end. And then he tugged at them a bit harder, more insistently, giving them a sensual little twirl. "Oh, Caleb," she hissed out loud with surprise, loving the way he was daring to push their boundaries during their first recording of their lovemaking. Sure, to other couples this might seem awfully vanilla, but to them, it was wild. "I love you so much." He smiled devilishly and began kissing his way down her chest, reaching those gorgeous mounds, rolling his tongue over her hard nipples, stimulating his wife until she was moaning with pleasure in his arms. The camera recorded every single second, every single kiss and nibble, the way her skin flushed, her breasts heaved up and down so sensually. Normally, he'd get between her legs now and thrust into his wife's soaked pussy, but not this time. No, he instead laid down on his back, rolling away from Vanessa's petite body and helping her onto her knees. She straddled his lap, staring down at his thick, throbbing erection. She had rarely, if ever, rode his cock this way, but it felt right. It was the position she wanted to see in the video. Her breasts bounced up and down with each new push, embracing her sexuality and taking a little bit of charge, even if her husband had been the one to initiate it. "Ride me, Vanessa. Ride your..." He hesitated, but then a playful smile spread across his face, and he whispered, "Your favorite toy." She giggled sweetly, embarrassed but excited, and grabbed his rod, pressing its bulbous head against her soaked folds, and sitting on his lap, impaling herself with her husband's cock right in front of the camera. "Oh, Caleb, it feels so good," she moaned out loud, tilting her head back, feeling her entire body quivering with arousal. It was amazing. Knowing she was being recorded made the pleasure she experienced as she bounced on her husband's dick more intense, more powerful than ever before. She couldn't get enough and was so glad her husband had not only dared try something new with her, but actually encouraged Vanessa to embrace her fantasies. He slid his hands up her waist, caressing her flushed skin, massaging her curves playfully, thrusting up into her pussy every time she pushed herself down onto his lap. Eventually, his fingers reached her breasts, and he squeezed them sweetly, then more insistently, enhancing her pleasure even further, making her moans grow more and more powerful and loud. He felt his cock throbbing inside her pussy, his balls tensing just underneath her. And oh, how her juices flowed freely down his rod. She loved it. She loved this. And now that she had dared take a step forward, dared to voice her fantasies, there was no going back. The orgasm was like the explosion of a volcano that had been building up energy for years, finally releasing its power onto the sky, onto the ground around it. They came in tandem, his seed filling her up, her pussy clenching fiercely around his cock, moaning each other's names over and over again as pleasure took over. By the time she rolled onto the bed, her skin was coated in a thin layer of perspiration, and her breathing was heavy and irregular. They giggled together as he pulled her close, and they kissed, exhausted and gleeful. "Want to watch the video?" she asked, unable to wait another second, giddy with excitement. "You know I do," he replied sweetly, and kissed his wife one last time before getting off their bed and getting everything ready for the viewing party. He knew already they were going to make love while they watched that recording. He knew he wouldn't be able to hold back the intense arousal he was feeling for more than a few more minutes. He couldn't imagine a better way to celebrate his anniversary with a woman he loved.